أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. After Allah تبارك وتعالى explained that this kitab is the kitab of hidayat for the muttaqeen. Muttaqeen, those people who fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So yeah, Allah ta'ala now explains the first quality of these people. Who are these muttaqeen? Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb. They are those people who believe in the unseen. And Allah ta'ala, the beauty of the Quran Sharif also, in Surah Fatiha, the first surah, Allah explained that, that where the banda is praising Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, all praise is only for Allah, Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, where a banda is praising Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, now Allah Ta'ala is praising the banda. Banda praises Allah is quite understandable, but Allah is that most merciful, kind being that He is praising the banda now. And He says, these muttaqeen, those people who stay away from all guna. And not only that they stay away from guna, but they do good work also. And the greatest work that they do, that they believe in the unseen. This is a great quality. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala is praising the bandas. As explained by our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that it is sometimes that the children praise their parents. My father is like this, my mother is like this. They are so kind, so good. And sometimes the parents praise the children, that my child is like this, my child is like this. So yeah, in Surah Fatiha, the banda was praising Allah. In Surah Baqarah at the start, Allah is praising the banda now. And these are those great qualities which Allah loves, by which He is praising His the banda. And that the first thing that is mentioned is that they believe in the unseen. That is their belief, and that has to do with the heart. And the heart is the most important part of the human body. If the heart is right, the whole body is right. If the heart is not right, everything goes wrong. So the first thing, after that Allah says, they perform namaz, they give zakat, those are the actions of the body, etc. But the first part is of the heart. The heart has to be right. And that is what we have to see, it comes right. And those who believe in the unseen, their heart is right, then their namazes automatically also come right and fall in place. Their zakat and the rest, their akhlaq, their character, everything will come into place. So this is the first thing that is required, and that is iman bil ghaib. And this iman bil ghaib, iman is that which the person believes that what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought from Allah Ta'ala, that is 100% true. He believes in that. That is iman. And he believes that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the true message which Allah wants, and a person believes in that, that is that iman that is required. This iman, there are three aspects of it. One is to have the knowledge of iman. The second is to recognize this iman, that we recognize Allah, etc. And the third is to accept it, to make tasdeeq, to accept it. And that is what is required. Knowledge that of this iman, that the kuffar of Makkah also knew. And they admitted it also, and they said that we know that you are the Rasul of Allah. But they did not accept it. They knew it, but they did not accept it. And as far as recognizing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Jews also, from their scriptures, the Christians, the Jews, in their scriptures, until today, the clear description of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. So they recognize Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they, in their jealousy, did not believe in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to know about Iman is not enough. Like many times we will tell, somebody tells us, we tell somebody, make namaz. He say, I know I must make namaz. That knowing is not enough. Then secondly, after that, to recognize, I know this is the right path. I know Islam is the right path. That also is not enough. Now what is required is tasdeeq, that a person accepts it voluntarily and consciously he accepts that all that what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came with from Allah Ta'ala, he believes in that. That is what is called Iman. And then after that, this Iman, like the teachings of the Quran Sharif, are 100% logical. For a person whose mind is on nature, on the correct path by nature, that person will accept everything what the Quran teaches. For example, Quran Sharif has made alcohol and all things like drugs, etc., all these things haram. So even if a person says, I can see this is a very logical deen, the correct deen, that it has made these all these things haram. For example, a person who understands the reality of interest and that the Quran has made interest haram, he says that I can see this is the correct and true deen, that the Quran has made interest haram. So that Iman is not acceptable by Allah, which is according to our logic. Islam is according to logic, but our Iman is not on our logic. Our Iman must be what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. And from there we understand that if some things are such, nobody's mind can be 100% perfect and on the proper nature. So if a person by his mind does not understand something, and now he says, I don't accept that, so then he won't be accepting Islam. So it is not our minds that we follow, our logic that we understand, and our arguments and how we work out things, but that whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought from Allah, whether we understand it or not, that it is from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we accept it. Four wives are permitted, whether we understand it or not, or we feel, no, this is not right, that is not what is required. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought it from Allah, four wives are permitted, we accept it. The penal code in Islam, capital punishment, whether we understand it or not, that for robbery, stealing, and according with all the conditions, the hand must be cut, etc. Whether we understand it or not, that Iman is not on our understanding. Iman is that which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam brought and we accept it. So that is that Iman which is required from us. So it is very important that we make sure that our Iman in the first place be correct. And especially in these days when the outright and head on onslaught is on Iman, each one of us must be very concerned of our own Iman also, because for Akhirat and to get saved from Jahannam and to get permanently saved from Jahannam is only Iman. Iman is the most important thing. And today the whole attack is on Iman. So, and for our children, our progeny, our family, also we have to be greatly concerned that our Iman is correct. And Allah reward the ulama, they have explained it in so much of detail and in so clear terms that we can understand what the requirement is. May Allah bless us with this reality of Iman. And also these are days that we should refresh our Iman on a daily basis at least. Because how many times we falter, and it must not happen that we lose our Iman somewhere on the way. We should check our Iman all the time. Like a person traveling and there is danger he might lose his passport. Over and over he checks his passport. Have I got my passport or not? Like that, our Iman, we have to keep on checking it, whether our Iman is intact or not. Otherwise, when we will come to the immigration officer, so to say, in the Qabr, at the time of Maut, and if we don't have that passport of Iman, may Allah will help us and save us and keep our Iman intact.